the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chaf Beis has an abaya where the hadlaka also mitzvah or hanacha also mitzvah. Rashi says there, "I ha mitzvah shel Chanukah tluya b'hadlaka madlikin kad ashkacham b'menorah." He doesn't say what's the tzad that hanacha also mitzvah. So if you look in the Rambam, Perek Tes from Bius Mikdas Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, "V'chein hadlakas haneros k'shera b'zorim lefikach im heitiv hakoyin haneros." So, it's very difficult. The halacha is, the halacha neira has to be, as the Pasuk says, that has to be like dekoyinu, by loscha saneiros. Because the Mishnah is bothered by this. So, the Rav answered, this is, that actually, this is based on also what Rav Chaim says in this Rambam, in his Sefer, that when the Rambam says that the Tzar lights it, it's because it's not just because it's also for the b'chutz, that it's also for the Tzar to be nichnas. But the mitzvah here is that when the Tzar lights it b'chutz, but the one who's taking it b'fnim is the kohen. So therefore, even though the Tzar lit it, when the kohen takes it back into the heichal and places it down, that hanocha is the mitzvah. So you see that there's a chaloshim hanocha midiraisa in that locker. And even when the kohen lights it normally, when he lights the menorah each day, that itself is, since it's mudach b'mkomo, that is, the hadlocker is also the hanocha. So there is a chaloshim hanocha midiraisa in the menorah. And that's the abaya, whether the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah depends on the hadlaka or the hanocha. Now, if Gemara says, let's say he lit it, it was lamalim me'esrim, wasn't kosher, and he took it down, does it require new hadlaka, or is the hanocha itself sufficient?